When is the right time for the Jewish people to pick up and leave the diaspora and come home to Israel? Is there not some divine sign that'll make it clear? In this week's Torah reading of Vayetze, we have a direction. Our patriarch Yaakov is forced to leave the land of Israel, fleeing from his brother Esav. He goes to Beit El, where God appears to him in a dream and gives him the following promise: Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, and I will guard over you wherever you go, v'hashivoticha el adama azot, and I will bring you back to this land. Yaakov proceeds to flee to Haran, marry two wonderful wives, two maidservants. He has 11 children and becomes a shepherd. And then the Torah tells us, Vayifrotz ha'ish me'od me'od. And the man became exceedingly wealthy, and he had large flocks and maidservants and manservants and camels and donkeys. Indeed, God kept his promise that he would watch over him wherever he went. What prosperity Yaakov, and later the Jewish people, achieved outside of the land of Israel. But then come two verses. Bereshit, chapter 31, verse 1. Yaakov heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Yaakov has taken all that belonged to our father and has amassed this entire fortune. Verse 2. And Yaakov saw Laban's face, that he was no longer disposed towards him as he had been yesterday and the day before. But wait, what happened to God's promise? And I will watch you wherever you go. Wherever you go, meaning if you choose to stay in Haran, I will watch over you. But now suddenly Laban's children are saying that the Jew, Yaakov, stole their father's fortune. And Laban himself is changing his attitude. The next verse is key. And God said to Yaakov, return to the land of your forefathers. Now let's check this out. If you read this sequence, it seems that first began animosity towards the Jews, towards Yaakov, and then God said, hey, it's time to go home, Yaakov. But the famous 19th century commentator, the Malbim, says the opposite. Let's take a look. Let's quote the Malbim. Hodi'o sheze ba'avor sheba ha'et sheyetze mibeit Lavan v'yashuv. God informed Yaakov that what's happening to him is because the time has come to leave and go home. V'lechen, and therefore, and now the Malbim says a harsh statement. The divine protection over Yaakov in Haran has terminated and everyone resents him. Let's go back and unpack this. Verse 3, which is God's decree that he go back to Israel, came first before verses 1 and 2. As a result of that, the animosity towards the Jew was born. Meaning, the Malbim is teaching us straight out, anti-Semitism is a sign of God's decree that it's time for the Jewish people to go back to Israel. As long as God wants the Jews in the diaspora, there's an iron dome of protection over them. How do we know when God wants the Jews to come home to Israel? When anti-Semitism rears its ugly head. Today in America, it's not hard to find such signs. Attacks on synagogues, like in Pittsburgh, Poway, other minor attacks. Multiple attacks on Jews in the streets of Brooklyn, Queens, Florida, other places. But why wait for anti-Semitism to become rampant and mainstream in America? I turn to the millennials out there, the young people. Plan to spend this summer in Israel. Go to a Jewish program. Go to a yeshiva. Verse yourself in our heritage. If you don't like it, leave. If you like it, stay. Go to university in Israel, marry a Jewish woman in Israel, have children in Israel, live in Judea and Samaria, in the very places, the disputed territories, where the nations of the world are denying our rights and trying to uproot us. You'll make an impact of permanence in this place. You'll have grandchildren in Israel. You'll speak to them in Hebrew. You'll tell them how it was decades ago when you came. They'll say, wow, what a grandfather, what a grandmother we have. You'll live Jewish nachas. You'll realize the true meaning of true pleasure. The opposite is to grow older and look back on a life of missed opportunities, dreams that could have been fulfilled, things you could have done. Coming to Israel is writing a chapter in the book of Jewish history. Opening a new restaurant, a kosher restaurant in Brooklyn, I don't think it's going to be mentioned in that book. But establishing a new neighborhood in Judea and Samaria, or working at and strengthening an Israeli high-tech company, or living out any dream you have in Israel, will certainly be a page in the annals of the return of our nation to Zion. Think about it from a bird's eye view. Over the last decades, God has ingathered literally from the four corners of the earth, the Jews to our land. We've revived the language that was dead for centuries to everyday street use. We liberated our homeland from under the hands of a mighty empire, the British, and in multiple wars, we vanquished our enemies in miraculous acts of the few against the many. It's not too late, no matter what age you are, to become a part of this. The Malbim is teaching us. Read the writing on the wall. Time to go home. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El. Thank you.